Hello, you're listening to iTAMU News, a production of the Texas A&M International University Office of Public Relations, Marketing, and Information Services. I'm Melissa Barrientos-Whitfield, Communications and Social Media Specialist. Today is June 2nd, 2011. Some 40 Laredo and area teachers were selected to take part in the Making of Modern America, 1877 to present, an Institute for Texas Teachers sponsored by Humanities Texas and TAMU. The Institute for Texas Teachers at TAMU is one of six taking place throughout June at leading universities across Texas. Each Institute for Texas Teachers brings about 40 outstanding teachers from across Texas to participate in lectures and workshops that examine significant topics in U.S. history and culture from Reconstruction to the present that are central to the state's 11th grade social studies curriculum. Dr. Deborah L. Blackwell, TAMU Associate Professor of History, said, "This is the second time we've been selected to join with Humanities Texas to present a remarkable opportunity for the university to partner with our local history teachers to study this vibrant period in U.S. history and bring it to life again for their students. The Making of Modern America is made possible with support from the state of Texas, as well as the National Endowment for the Humanities, We the People Initiative, and partnership with the Center for Legislative Archives at the National Archives and Records Administration and the Amon Carter Museum of American Art. For more information about Humanities Texas and the Making of Modern America, 1877 to present, visit humanitiestexas.org. For more information about the TAMU Institute for Texas Teachers, contact Dr. Blackwell at dblackwell@tamu.edu. Are you searching for engaging and health-conscious summer activities for your children? The TAMU Kinesiology, Wellness, and Recreation Center is offering its Summer Recreational Sports Camp Monday, June 6th through the 23rd and July 5th through the 21st from 7:45 a.m. to noon for children ages 6 to 13. The camp is designed to help children develop a social, physical, and health-conscious attitude in a fun and positive atmosphere. The cost per session is $210 per child. Register in person at the TAMU Kinesiology Wellness and Recreation Center, 2nd floor, room 208, from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday. Further camp details and registration forms are also available at tamu.edu/recsports or by calling 956-326-3018. There's something new in Zapata this summer. TAMU will offer college credit classes in Zapata during the 2011 summer session. Two classes, American National Government and Introduction to Sociology, will be taught by TAMU adjunct faculty David M. Brown and Cruz C. Torres at the New Zapata County Advanced Education Center, located at Highway 83 and 7th Street, across from the Zapata County Courthouse. Dr. Brown, who is also the Dean of the Zapata Community Advanced Education Center, said he is pleased with the community's response and support for higher education. "Starting this summer, Zapata, Texas will become a college town," Brown said. "Successful class offering is contingent upon successful enrollment, so interested students are encouraged to register early. During the summer session, students are allowed to take one or two classes, but no more than two, as classes are concentrated into 4 weeks. For more information or help completing the online application and class registration process, Dr. Brown can be reached at 956-765-9815 or at his office on the 2nd floor of the Zapata County Courthouse. A home celebrating the art and life of the famed Laredo artist Helen Richter Watson opens to the public Monday, June 6th in the TAMU Sue and Radcliffe Killam Library. The Helen Richter Watson Art Gallery replicates her Houston Street studio, which mixed works of art within her home to create a gathering space that celebrated a life of art. Visitors will also find collected works by artists who are Watson's artist colleagues or friends. Construction of the gallery was made possible by a gift of legacy and love from the Dolly Richter Watson Foundation. Watson became one of the nation's most highly regarded ceramics artists and educators. She firmly believed that with determination, all students wishing to pursue a career in the arts could accomplish their dreams and make a contribution to the art world. Until her death in 2003, she maintained her home studio in Laredo, often welcoming young students and artists with special parties and eagerly anticipated dinners. Project architects were Frank Architects, Inc. of Laredo, and Pfluger Associates of San Antonio. Construction was by Alpha Construction of San Antonio. Gallery consultant was Ethel Shipton. The gallery is part of the Sue and Radcliffe Killam Library and observes the library's hours of operation and all scheduled university's holidays or closures. To coordinate visits by large groups, please contact 956-326-4483. More information is available at the gallery's website, located at tamu.edu/watsongallery. As always, for more information on any of these stories or events, go to tamu.edu, and for a calendar of events, go to tamu.edu/calendar. Visit us on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube at TXAMIU.